Jeff Shapiro is a medium-sized guy with broad shoulders, thanks in part to decades of kayaking. Standing outside his shop, the kayak center of Rhode Island, he points to the still waters of Wickford Cove.
This is a saltwater pond with direct access into the open bay. So no matter what the weather conditions are, we can get people on the water safely and they can paddle and protect the conditions if it's not such a nice day and real windy and that kind of stuff.
He walks towards the cove and the launching ramp, where dozens of kayaks sit ready to go into the water. After clipping and zipping into a life vest, he hops into his bright red boat and shoves off. Shapiro quickly finds a steady rhythm. His kayak paddle skillfully dips in and out of the water. Left. Right. Shapiro runs tons of kayaking classes out of the shop, most of them easier trips for beginners. But Shapiro himself is an adrenaline junkie. He has been since he started paddling decades ago.
I was up in New Hampshire one time, and it was a spring day, and I went over to a whitewater kayak race going on, and I just thought that looked like my kind of thing.
He's since traveled the world on kayaking trips that range from adventurous to downright dangerous. He recalls one excursion to Colorado, kayaking mountain streams at 11,000 feet.
And this was an extremely challenging, steep, winter runoff, very cold river. And I would say that was a bucket list kind of a run that I did it once. And I don't know whether enjoying it is the exact right word.
But Shapiro chose Narragansett Bay to open his kayak shop.
Narragansett Bay is just a spectacular piece of water. It has many, many, many miles of shoreline. It's got all kinds of places to paddle to.
Wickford Harbor is like a tiny microcosm of Narragansett Bay itself. Fishing vessels bob up and down at their moorings. Recreational boats are docked along the marina. When Shapiro first started his business, kayakers were a rare sight. Now dozens paddle through on any summer day. He says out in a little boat in the middle of open water, there's a sense of adventure you just can't get on a motor or sailboat.
You can get into places in a kayak that you cannot get to any other way, realistically.
And you get close to the water, literally. You sit about 3 inches away from the surface.
And I think people who migrate to kayaks are generally people who like that intimacy with nature. On the right-hand side, we've got some floating docks with some cormorants sitting on the dock.
Kayaking, he says, is a way of being on the water without disturbing the bay itself.
So you're both doing life-enhancing things in a quiet, totally environmentally friendly way. We disturb nothing when we're in a kayak.
And that's what Shapiro wants to do, preserve the bay while opening it up to everyone. He's found a way to blend a passion with business, and he's trying to live the dream in the meantime. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.